Dusty Tones Audiobooks and Spoken Realms present The History of Historical Writing in America by J. Franklin Jameson, narrated by Joseph Tabler. Preface. These four lectures upon the history of historical writing in America were read before public audiences in the hall of the Johns Hopkins University in January and February 1887, and in that of Brown University in February and March 1889. The third and fourth were printed in Englische Studien in 1888 and 1889, and the four, after a considerable revision, appeared in the New England Magazine in 1891. Brown University, Providence, May 2, 1891. The History of Historical Writing in America. 1. The Historians of the 17th Century. The history of historical writing in the English colonies and in the United States falls naturally into four periods, and this alike whether we take as the basis of our classification its characteristics as historical literature or its characteristics as historical science. In the first period, the heroic age of discovery and settlement, such history as we have is the work of the Argonauts themselves, who, with little consciousness of authorship, still less of membership in a literary profession, wrote down, in simplicity of mind, accounts of things which they had seen and in which they had themselves borne a great part. This period is roughly equivalent to the 17th century. Upon this followed two or three generations of what we might call epigonal historiography, bearing clear marks of a colonial or provincial origin, yet often careful and scholarly, and mainly devoted to investigating and recording with pious care the achievements of those who had preceded. The third period, lasting from the Revolution to the Civil War, was one in which history shared, in common with other departments, the effects of the general effort toward the creation of an independent American literature. During this, the classical period of our historical writing, the favorite subjects were portions of European history. Since then, we have had a marked improvement in method and scholarship, but the dominant impulse of the fourth period has been toward a closer and especially a broader study of our own history. It is with these four periods that the chapters of this book are respectively to be occupied. In general, only the most important writers of each will be considered, and no effort will be made to relate at length the picturesque and interesting details of these writers' lives. Not from any such...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?